CNN's Navarro, by praising Trump Goya CEO pouring salt in the wound of Latino community. By Pam Key on July 10, 2020. Friday on CNN's newsroom, political commentator Ana Navarro criticized Goya Foods CEO Robert Onanu for his praise of President Donald Trump. In a clip, Onanu said, "We're all truly blessed at the same time to have a leader like President Trump, who is a builder, and that is what my grandfather did. He came to this country to build, to grow, to prosper. And so we have an incredible builder, and we pray. We pray for our leadership, our president. And we pray for our country that we will continue to prosper and to grow." Baldwin said, "Well, as a result of that moment, today hashtag GoyaWay is trending on Twitter. Some prominent Democrats getting in on the campaign. Julian Castro tweeting, America should think twice before buying their products. And this from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Oh look, it is the sound of me Googling how to make your own adobo." Navarro said, "This really strikes at a wound. This is pouring salt in the wound of a Latino community that is his consumer base, that is most of his customers. Most Latinos, not all, particularly here in Miami. Not all, but most Latinos feel that we have been harassed, discriminated, made a target of division, made a target of demonization by this administration. Brown children have been put in cages. The deaths of Puerto Ricans have been denied. He threw paper towels at them. He called Mexicans criminals and rapists. He said people from El Salvador were coming from holes." She continued, "So it is one thing after the other. So when your consumer base is that Latino community, that the majority feel accosted and harassed and discriminated by Trump, and you go and call this and say God bless this guy and bless us for having this builder. Builder of what? Of the wall?" She added, "People say he has a right to his opinion, and I believe that. I strongly believe that. But if you believe he's got a right to his opinion and to politically express himself, you have to believe that his consumers have the same exact right. So do not expect a community that feels attacked by Donald Trump constantly, and that is your loyal consumer base, not to react and feel hurt when they see you praising that person. Actions have consequences. He's free to take those actions. Those actions have consequences, and he's just got to accept them." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.